WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A racial discrimination lawsuit against JMU goes forward. A judge says that the owners of Natural Bridge Zoo may own animals again. And the resources your child has in school depends in part on where you live. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, August 27th. A judge has ruled that a former James Madison University employee's lawsuit accusing the institution of racial discrimination can proceed. The parties have been instructed to look at possible dates for a jury trial. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
Darla V. Edwards originally sued JMU in December. She had been employed by one of the university's sponsored organizations, Virginia Education Strategies, or VES, from 2018 to 2023. Edwards, who is black, said she was passed over for the position of vice president, which she claimed was given to a younger, less qualified white woman within the organization. No formal application or hiring process was conducted. Edwards took up the issue with the CEO, Jennifer Stevens, and announced her intentions to speak with the board of directors. Edwards claimed Stevens then invented a pretext that Edwards' external business, Successful Innovations, was a conflict of interest, and she had to resign or sell her company. After Edwards then reported the ultimatum to the university, she was fired. Edwards added Stevens and VES as defendants in February. All the defendants moved to dismiss the case, arguing that Edwards didn't establish her qualifications, proof that the termination was an act of retaliation, or proof that race was a motivating factor. The court sided with the defendants and dismissed Edwards' complaint without prejudice on May 30th. But after Edwards filed an amended complaint with more details, Chief U.S. District Judge Elizabeth K. Dillon ruled on Monday that the case can now proceed. Among the added details, Edwards added more information about her resume, her contract with JMU, being kept in the dark about the vice presidential appointment, and specific confrontations with her boss. Judge Dillon said in Monday's hearing that, while proving these allegations may be difficult, the circumstances, quote, do give rise to an inference of discrimination. Dillon directed the attorneys to pick dates for a 3-day jury trial. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Full disclosure, James Madison University's Board of Visitors holds the operating license for WMRA, but we cover JMU the same as we would any other story. The owners of Natural Bridge Zoo will be allowed to own animals again, but Cardinal News reports that a judge ruled on Monday that Carl and Debbie Morganson may not own any of the 71 animals seized from the zoo in December due to neglect and abuse. Most of the hearing concerned the cost of care for the seized animals, which the prosecutor said was more than $500,000. Residents in eastern Orange County still should not drink or cook with the water supply. Patrick Larson with VPM News has the latest.
The Wilderness Water Treatment Plant, which serves about 13,000 people in Orange County, still has an unidentified odor, though it's not as strong as it was last Wednesday when a Do Not Use Water notice was issued by the Virginia Department of Health and Waterworks Operator Rapidan Service Authority. So far, VDH officials say testing has not identified a source, and the water meets state and federal quality standards. Over the weekend, VDH said residents could start using the water to wash clothes, bathe, and flush toilets, but they still should not ingest it. No brushing teeth, drinking, or cooking. No illnesses have been connected to the contamination. Residents can find information on bottled water distribution at orangecountyva.com.
Patrick Larson reporting. Outgoing Virginia Congressman Bob Good is now contesting various costs of the 5th District's primary recount. Also with VPM News, Dontaya Price-Lisco reports.
Good, whose loss against State Senator John McGuire was confirmed in early August, filed a new complaint in Goochland County Circuit Court on August 22nd. He is now alleging that several localities in Virginia's 5th Congressional District improperly billed his campaign relating to the recount. Among the more than $17,000 in contested charges are employee mileage, catering, and, quote, non-consumable office supplies, things like clipboards, sign stands, rulers, and storage trays. Because the vote margin was 0.6%, state law requires Good's campaign to pay for the recount. A hearing is set for Wednesday to review the contested charges and reported errors from the recount. The complaint also objects to paying costs relating to those errors.
Dontaya Price-Lisco reporting. Well, finally today, students heading back to school will walk into classrooms that receive different levels of funding based on where they are located. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains.
Arlington County spends the most amount of money per pupil, almost $20,000. Radford spends the least, less than $10,000. That's according to state data from every jurisdiction compiled by the Virginia Public Access Project. Carol Bauer is president of the Virginia Education Association.
Although it says that Arlington pays a lot, they also have a high cost of living. And so even though they have what looks like a high cost per student that they're spending, when we actually adjust that for that Nova region, it is not as high as it really should be either.
Although places like Falls Church and Charlottesville are toward the top of the list for spending per pupil, so are places like Surrey County and Highland County. Levi Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says local governments often make investments when the state does not.
A lot of Virginia school divisions that can afford to do so are spending a lot more than the state funding formula requires or assumes, because the state formula, frankly, falls very short of meeting the needs of our students.
Members of the General Assembly are trying to make some changes to even things out, but critics say some of the austerity measures put into place after the Great Recession 15 years ago are still there and continuing to create challenges. Michael Pope.
Full disclosure, the Virginia Education Association underwrites programming on WMRA or WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.